The 2010 Jaguars weren't a very good football team, but they were exceptional at finding dramatic ways to win. When the Jaguars and Texans met, it almost always meant a close game. When they met in Week 10 of 2010, it would be closer than ever. Neither team could do much in the first, each settling for a field goal. The Jaguars, though, erupted in the second behind Maurice Jones-Drew, who scored on a pair of short touchdown runs. Trailing 17-3 early in the third, Texans answered with touchdowns from their big guns, Arian Foster and Andre Johnson, tying the score at 17. The Jags weren't done, although it seemed as much when Josh Scobie pushed his field goal attempt wide left with just under a minute 40 to play. They moved quickly into Jaguars territory and looked to set up their own game-winning field goal attempt until tight end Joel Dreesen fumbled and set up one last attempt for Garrard.
And launches this one in the direction of Mike Sims-Walker. This one's going to be batted and caught! Touchdown! Oh my gosh! How did that happen? It was batted back into the arms of Mike Thomas, and the Jaguars have won it!
It's like a little kid at Christmas. You know, I caught it and I walked right in there, and, you know, that was it. I seen the ref do like this, and, you know, it was, I guess the rest is history.
No one could have expected more drama to end a game than Scobie's 59-yard field goal against the Colts. But here it was, an unbelievable, almost indescribable ending.